Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
So peace, everybody. Go ahead, y'all.
It's me here. I'm on.
Brother Mahal.
Yes.
This is an interesting subject because when you text me that, I laugh because in 1969, in Norfolk, Virginia, they had an underground tape store where you could get tapes and all kinds of shit that wasn't allowed to be sold on the market on Church
Street.
When I was stationed there, Virginia Beach, but Virginia Beach ain't but 20 miles from Norfolk, neighbor base up there. But I got a VCR. It was called Shocking Asia, number one and two. But I also got a DVD. They made a DVD about 10 years ago of Shocking Asia, and it wasn't black market no more. But in Tokyo, they have the biggest sex museum in the world. And back in 69, they had these sex robots. These Japanese people been experimenting with what you've been to talk about a long time, and they also they got these robots where they got human feelings and act like humans. They have mastered that technology and that science, but I find it very interesting that these people have been had these sex robots for a very long time, the Japanese have. And because I got this movie, it show you all the everything that's in Asia that was taboo, what we call taboo, is on this movie. In it's called Shocking Asia, Part 1 and Part 2. You can get it on Amazon now. All you have to do is Google and pick it up. But it's a very, very, very interesting movie that everybody should see. I've showed it in my class before, but everybody should see that movie. I mean, get that DVD and play it at home and look at it, because it's very highly educational. It tells you about all the African religion, all the Hindu religion, all the different religions, the people that worship the phoenix, which worship the phallus, the people that they show you the initiation of all kinds of stuff. They will show you that's not allowed to be shown back in that day when it first came out. But I turn everything over to you because I'm interested on learning about Metaverse myself. You and Cole got it.
All right, Cole, you up next.
Now you up next.
Well, I posted, you know, if you've been following the Facebook group page, I posted some more stuff. And the thing that I left out, first of all, greeting to you brothers and greetings to the listening audience. I left out talking about the predecessor, which is still strong and going, the applications that they're applying in the metaverse was neural networks. I missed mentioning that, Cole, the last time we were on the air.
Okay.
And the neural networks, they've been around for a long time, okay?
Yeah.
Those are computers that are running in parallel to one another. So somebody might say, what the heck is that? What it is that you have an application, and it's still embedded in AI, but it gives a chunk of a program that is running to each computer. So if you got five computers, for instance, running in parallel with each other through special application to make it get the answer faster and to process data faster, each computer processes a chunk of the program, and when they're done, they funnel they give the answer or send the answer to the main application that's sitting in another machine that's going to wait until all of the processors separate back in the day. That's how they were doing it. Bring and send the answer together to give you an analysis. Now, let me tell you where I saw this first seen this at. I was working for Bankers Trust, supporting the traders, the ones who sell the stocks and all that sort of stuff, okay? So one computer, and they had about 300 and some odd traders, okay, on this one floor. And my job was very minimal in those days because PCs was just making their debut, so to speak. So everybody was still using the stuff connected to the mainframe, the dumb terminals and that sort of stuff. You call in, hi, I want to buy 20 shares of IBM. And they put the order in for you. You always had to call someone to do that back in the day. So then I noticed that there was a program that was on one computer when they started doing this PC business. And what it did was it analyzed what the stock market was doing, shares being traded, shares being purchased, long, short, whatever it might be, in real-time mode. But it had to wait to get the data. which was talking to a mainframe to do it. And that was the first time I actually became interested in what neural networks were about and what they can do. And hence the word neural, supposed to simulate a portion of what your brain does. Now, they still admit right now, okay, even with some of the recent posts that I was posting as recent as last night, that these networks and all the stuff they're talking about in AI still is not faster than the brain. The brain is still wins hands down in terms of its ability to expand, collapse, process information. And they say 85% of your brain power is dedicated to sending signals and electrical impulses to other parts of the brain. As far as the functions are concerned, the brain, they said, doesn't even need that much power to process the information to give you the answers you're looking for. So that was one of the things that I posted last night, just to bring this around. Now, the other thing, to bring it up to what we were talking about, the metaverse, and remember, there's a program, a company called Rise. Remember, last week I was doing the definition of meta in the Arabic Quranic dictionary, and next to rise in parentheses, they put the word mirage. So looking at one of these things that I posted last night, the name of the company is Rise. So now we understand rise is another way of saying mirage. I did another little experiment. Go ahead, Cole.
And one is called Oasis. Oasis,
yes,
is a mirage, like in the desert. So there's another company out there called Oasis. And they're out there as well. And that's also, it's dealing with the fact of an illusion, something imaginary that's not there, but it seems to be there. What I liked about Brother Brown, I'm coming like this, I want to say greetings to the brothers and to the audience. When you brought about the sex robot of them having sex in metaverse. Well, the other day, Mark Cuban, look this up, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, warned the lousy folks, do not buy property in metaverse. So they actually said property and building metaverse homes. The next thing they're going to create is what? Metaverse religion. They're going to copy everything that you think is real. They're going to make a copy of it. And
right.
A lady the other day was on a game, and her avatar got raped by another avatar in a game that was nothing related to that. And it messed her up. It really messed her up, you know.
Right.
And
now you,
we're going to wake up the fact that we are being lured and coerced into a second dimension in the world. Whereas your reality is no longer yours. I heard you talk about the brain. With these goggles that they're using, they're actually rewiring the way your brain functions. Those waves and frequencies and lights and blinking, it messes with the mind.
Yes, and here's the major component. It's messing with your ability to be aware of time. I posted another video,
and
they said that, yeah, go ahead. And 1 hour of being in the metaverse is like equal to some days. Now, let me back you up for a minute and talk about something naturally that they have written applications to simulate in the metaverse. When you naturally go to sleep, okay, it is possible, which happens, that you can dream in a matter of a few hours an entire day's event. But when you are awake in this construct, in order for all those things to play out where you may experience moments of deja vu and few other things, I'm just putting that in there because this is for those who are consciously aware. They are aware of the time differential, that You have to physically live out 8 hours in order for physical 8 hours to match out the 8 hours that you dreamed in compressed time. You see where we're going with this? So they're taking your natural. So when you talk about the prophets of old, the shamans, the medicine men, and of course, Cole, I have to go back and pull and say to you, what you've been teaching about spirituality and visions and these things and how these things work, y'all was hitting on this in your classes, man. How is it they say a person, what's the difference between a prophet having a vision and, you know, versus a regular person who has a vision? They say the big difference is a person that you call a prophet who can predict, this is what you're talking, we ain't talking religiously here, who can predict, prognosticate, and know what is coming, how it's coming, and what time frame it's going to come in, they remember, whereas quite a few of the average people do not. So they're more in tune, the men and women who have this ability are more in tune with their surroundings. So this is what we call, in the natural form, total awareness. Now, like you said, now they're cornering people off into this metaverse, knocking you down to second dimension, and now it's to the point where it won't even matter anymore. So I posted a video that talked about gaming and the metaverse and what that looks like in the future, and they actually give you timelines. One of the timelines you mentioned last week about by 2030, 2037, uh-huh, and 2040 and beyond, that they will no longer need, as they're doing it now, they no longer need the goggles. They're doing other things now with prepping your body without all of this stuff to physically attach to you, whereas now they can just insert you at will into this metaverse construct. They're kicking you back to, or trying to revert you into being a Borg. The Borg works off of hive mind. You know, all the Star Trek stuff, the Next Generation, and all of this. They keep talking about this cube, and they've been putting the cube, religiously speaking, in front of our face. Islamic religion, they got the cube. Actually, that's not the only cube they have. Quite a few of them. And then they say, as a result of the advent of bringing in this quote-unquote New World Order, Mecca will not be where they're telling you Mecca is now. See, they've already moved Mecca before. And they tell you that in Islamic history. They completely dismantled, burnt down their original location, and they give you the name of five Arab tribes that was involved in that. And they saved the Black Stone. Okay, now that's a whole different discussion, but I'm only illustrating on a timeline that they've done this before. So in the New World Order, you and I, we were talking about this in the class, where all of the major religions will be brought together in one place after the reset. We didn't use the term reset back in the class back then. We just used rising from the ashes, so to speak. Somewhere along that line is the language we were using, where they will regalvanize what they say is left of the human population. And now those who are turning to Mecca to do their prayers are now facing Arcadia, which is in this someplace, Kazakhstan or wherever this new place is that they have this thing set up. There's no one living there right now, so to speak. But everything is in place. Now, what's going to help run that? The metaverse applications. That's what's going to do it. And those who's going to be fully involved in that will be channeled, directed in the metaverse to be adherents to what is now, and where something actually is in this dimension will no longer be null and void. And here's the insidious part of this, with how they are prepping the physical bodies now, people's avatars. And they've been using this word avatar all over the place, including the videos I posted last night. they're using this term, avatar. And
your avatar is new, and everybody grabbing that, your avatar, okay?
So your avatar will now be, and this, I'm getting to the real insidious part of this, because of how the body is prepped through medications and other things that they have been doing to the population for some time now, all of these things do have an end goal. And that is that your body, unbeknownst to you, so you take an aspirin, you take an ibuprofen, you take in this, that, and the other. You know that stuff never leaves the body. So at some later date, with other things to activate, see, right now it's called inert. And you and I know, Cole, we've been around stuff that deal with ordnance and stuff like that. You have ordnance that is referred to as inert. So, and me being a former combat engineer, we have blasting caps and all that. That's kept separate from the actual ordnance that we're supposed to connect, crimp, and connect that stuff to for whatever purpose we're about to use this for. So now the metaverse is going to be the activator. That's going to turn on and take full advantage of all of this stuff that's already in your physical body. And, again, you won't be able to say no. So they're beyond talking about the goggles and all of this stuff now. They're in a whole nother level, and all of this stuff will, yes, work into frequencies and other things that we are yet to discover how they're doing all of this. Now, we're not even talking about the sex robots yet. We're going to get to that because Brother Dwaya, I mean, he's ready to jump in because he knows about that. And all these nations, as you know, have been 20 to 50 years ahead of what we've been doing in the United States anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I hear you, Dwaya.
Okay. Brother Mahal.
Yeah.
And Brother Cole, you said the year 2040, they won't have to use the goggles. They won't have to use the goggles, right?
That is.
Now, let's look at something what common sense tells us, that the human being is capable of reproducing what they send the mates. When they making the human being, every child being born is going to be in the mother's physics. He's going to already be there without even having to program. Y'all, it'd be in the birth mode. Because
correct,
the human being is a computer that can reproduce itself. So it's going to reproduce at this period in time. It's going to reproduce what is going on at that period in time of how he's been reprogrammed, the whole mind.
Yes.
So you can see that 30 years from now, 40 years from now, you're going to be born this way. Just like right now, 30 years ago, they weren't born this way, but right now they've been born a homosexual.
Right. And here's the thing. I posted that video called Time Lapse of Future Gaming Worlds 2030 and Beyond. So the timeline that we're talking about, that, you know, 2040, and so these folks are saying 2030 and beyond, and that they said that the future biological forms, so that things will continue to work in the metaverse, is that the DNA will be modified so people physically who are physically having sex to reproduce, the children will be born with this modified, will be modified on the biochemical level, whereas that when they come in, they're automatically connected into the metaverse, though you physically see this form before you.
Right.
Yeah, it's very insidious. Now, this takes us back to one thing, Cohen, and I know you know about this. Doing the archaeologists and the paleontologists who've been looking at why in Peru and these other places on the planet, were people doing brain surgeries as an indicator to show that they were removing things that was attached to the brain. Scientists know way, they know way more than what they're telling us in these documentaries. But they will tell you, yes, they were performing surgery on the brain to remove something from the brain, and they got these skulls all over the place of people who once lived, and then they said, based on how long it takes for bone itself to heal, they know that since the time of the operations, that the people lived longer beyond that. Now, Colt, I want to hip you to something that's in the Old Testament. You know, it says that the when the children of Israel, and they rebelled and as such, and all these things that they give you, right? Did they not say that they lived in the wilderness for 40 years?
Right.
I'm going back to relook at, because another word for oasis and mirage is wilderness. Are you aware of that, Co?
Cain.
He may have muted himself.
He might have.
So I'm looking at the use of this word, because one of the words for Sinai included in the word Abyssinia is Sinai, the same word Sinai. It is now being pronounced slightly differently, but it is still the word wilderness, but they translate Abyssinia as the abyss. So now you're looking at this word, the Abyssinians, and this word, English word, abyss, to simply mean for 40 years, where were they? Because people are saying we can't find any archaeological evidence to show the sandals that didn't wear out, all this other stuff that didn't wear out. Where's the food that they were eating, the manna from heaven? What is this manna from heaven? Because in Hebrew, the word manna is not a bird. It's not a plate of vegetables. The word means, what is it? So what is this food or source of food that they were being fed? So slowly things are starting to show itself in a way to say this life is a simulation on one level, and now the ones that we know we don't trust are stepping us down to put us into two dimensions. And that way you cannot disobey. Just listen to some of the biblical language that's already printed. So these are the things now, Cole, that as part of my research, we're looking at what's being presented to us in the daily media about this, to include all the sex robots and all of this sort of stuff. Where are they really taking the people? What were the people once upon a time, before the invaders actually came to our realm? And what did they do to us? And why do they have enemies? And who are these enemies? Because we keep going back to that god, AI, and these folks is using AI, and I'm still heavily researching AI, the god AI in the Old Testament.
All right.
And another thing, Brother Mahal, Every culture has brain surgeons in it back in that time. Like, even with they take it out, take your whole brains out, they had a hook where they take it out through your nose. The Aztec, the Mayas, they could tap in and pull your whole brain out of your head. I got books and books and books. What was they searching for when they did that? Well, why did they do that? When you died, they take your brain, put it in a certain
solution of that.
They call it an urn. Why would they do that? I mean, this was part
right.
of the Kinsey bombing, and many cultures, even African cultures, had this. This. What was the
right.
reason?
Right. And I know, Cole, you can appreciate this here research as well, Cole. They said in certain African cultures today, the children are still taught to see in eight dimensions. Now, I brought that up for a reason. How, in this reality that we're in now, when we look at an object, the optics that's our eyes are wired to our brain, how does that image imprint itself upon the brain looking at it visually? They have a math equation for it.
Yes, there is. It has
the
to be
image
math.
Comes in, the image that you're looking at, your car, your tree, the cup on your table, it comes in upside down.
Upside down.
Yeah.
Upside down. And then the brain, through processing, flips it.
Mm-hmm.
And this
true.
Is something that's been well known. This has been known about. So those who deal with the obstetricians.
Yeah.
Those who study the eye and how things see, there are math equations for that. As a matter
yes,
of fact,
sure
those studying math now, it's called Fourier transformation series. Those are equations. So an advanced calculus is when I got introduced to that. But they never associated with this is how your eye sees. I've learned about the other part that I'm discussing now when the guy wrote the books called Matrix, nothing to do with the movie.
And
so there was these books that and they stopped at book five. And in there, they show you the same equation that those who are studying mathematics, they show you that same equation. And then they show you optics as such. Now, mind you, our brain is doing this, but the same optics setup for fiber optics, switches, networks, and other things that are using that doesn't have to flip the object as far as technology is concerned. But our brain is flipping the object to right side up when it comes in upside down. So, again, where are we living? Yes, sir.
Brother Mahak, the eye also has a blind spot. Look up the parts of the eye. It'll show you where it has the blind spot that's in your eye that you're looking right directly at it and don't see it.
Right.
And you can be looking directly at it, the object, but if that object is in the blind spot of your eye, you won't see it, and it's right directly in front of you.
Brother DeWall, Brother Mahak, is Brother Drew still on the line? Maybe he's not on the line. I was trying to see if we had anybody in the audience that might have a question, because this is very deep, but it's very necessary because every day we're getting more and more into the metaverse, and they ain't playing with this stuff. Mark Zuckerberg and all his and the 13 ruling families is pushing this thing hard. That's another way for world control. So, Drew, are you still there? Or you can't tip the call line. Okay,
Brother Mayor. But another thing about the eye. The eye, nobody needs to say options. That's another thing about the eye. The eye just like the fingerprint in the toaster and in the water screen. And your eye print ain't none. You're the only person that got these prints, these four prints.
Right.
They can go to technology, take you where you look into security areas, and they deal completely with what you see. I mean, that's
You know,
these
that's,
people dealing with us on a high level that we just now getting off into it, but they've been practicing on this for many years. They done showed
right.
us movies and everything.
And they have a reason for it, and every time they made these movies, they kept leaving out the main ones who are behind this. They show you a company. They show you a specimen, whoever they're doing this to. It says that the ones who are doing this, who are not of us, okay, are seeking not just control over us, but to live on through our avatars. Because their civilization that they're out of is to the point of extinction. And we're not just talking about physically here on this plane. It's whatever dimension they came out of. And when you're dealing with, again, vision as such as what we were talking about, okay, that's tied into dimensions. And they who are doing this, they understand this before putting this in. But this is not the first time that people were being cloned. I saw a video today talking about we're talking about robots and sex robots. Right. They said, but what about the clones?
Yeah.
What is the difference between a person who has their original mind, neurological wiring, what is the difference between that person and a person who was cloned? Do they have the same minds? And it says, whereas the original person, okay, who's not cloned, they don't have that kind of control over it. But a cloned individual, because of the mind basically is not blank, but they're able to manipulate and redirect what they want that mind to do, and that is a perfect specimen for the metaverse. Perfect.
Wow. Okay.
So they were saying even people who are physically blind, in the metaverse, they're given vision because they know what part of the brain to activate and control and what frequency to put all of this on, that now in the metaverse, without goggles, in the metaverse, they can have you see, just as you and I are seeing, not being part of this metaverse, they're able to see as we're able to see. Now, I want to talk about the timeline, the time differential, because there is a time. 1 hour of metaverse time is equal to like 16 hours. 1 day of metaverse time, if they say, or a month or a year in metaverse, it's like 16 plus years. So they're running an equation that sets that up. So they say that they know that people who spend a lot of time now with the goggles and stuff, even those who are under a controlled experiment type of scenarios, when they take this off of them, their sense of time is completely thrown off, because your mind believes in the metaverse that 16 years have passed when only maybe 1 year has passed. In real time, 1 hour has passed. In the metaverse, 16 hours have passed.
Wow.
And your brain sees 16 hours. It doesn't differentiate between the time in the metaverse, spent in the metaverse, and the time spent out here in this three dimensions. Your brain does not. So now you find that a person is time-wise, they're thrown off. They're not in sync anymore. And they have to have a certain amount of time to recover, to readapt with the goggles off, back into this reality. So they're trying to fix that right now.
Mm.
That's real interesting, the way that they're doing that.
Wow.
So you're sitting in a chair and you never left the chair, but as far as you're concerned, your brain is concerned, you've done 16 hours of activity in the metaverse, but you never went anywhere. So they showed us much in the first Matrix movie. And what did they kept referring to throughout all the Matrix movies? The mainframe, Zion, the main Zion mainframe for those who were no longer in the physical Matrix. Where did this message come from? Did it come from Zion? And every time they were talking about Zion, Morpheus and all of them, they were asking the question about, did the mainframe? So what kind of mainframe is this? They never said what kind of mainframe it was. But it allowed them to jack, and this is the term they use, through a hover. Look at the word, hovercraft. That's what they traveled on, the hovercrafts. And what was the name of this particular hovercraft? Nebuchadnezzar 2. So now it prompts you, which I had been doing all along anyway, is to go back and find out what the first Nebuchadnezzar was about according to the history and the timeline that they've already given us. And then weave through that. Very interesting, is it not?
What does Zion mean in Hebrew?
Zion. Hold on. I'm going to pull that up right now because I used to know that definition cold. Hold on.
Because it's very interesting to name that Zion. That is, they named that. That's for a reason. We have to know what do that word mean so you can see a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it does have something to do with seeing. And it says it's also connected to the word Zin, Z-I-N-N. How about that, Cole?
Yeah.
And the word Zenul. It says membrane. Ciliary. It says, and then they got what this new term is, they're giving credit to a guy named Johann Gottfried Zinn. That connects the ciliary body with the crystalline lens of the eye.
Okay.
So this is how it is in science. Now, we go back. And we look at, okay, they tell you some religiosity stuff. The hill of Jerusalem in which the city of David was built. Okay. Heavenly kingdom. You see, so are we talking about yet again? Heaven, as you know, Cole, as it is taught in church, is a mirage. They're telling people what they need to prepare themselves for to get to a mystical place that no one has seen.
Mm.
If you think about how it's used.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it is controlled by a form of religion. And here it is. Zion is heaven. That's how they say it.
Mm-hmm.
The best 13 definitions of Zion. Zion is heaven, a place devoted to God.
Well, what is Zionism?
Zionism is devoid of the religious components, which actually forms what is called Judaism.
So we know what's the name of the religion would be Zionism.
Yes. And yet throughout the Old Testament, we have references, I believe starting, correct me if I'm wrong, Coke, starting in Isaiah. And it's one of the things it's beaten up on is the daughters of Zion. And then you get to the book of Ezekiel, and what's he talking about? The daughters of Zion. And all the stuff that it is talking about in the Old Testament about Zion is not good stuff. they're harlots, they're this, they're that. It's all the negative stuff, which is in Hebrew pronounced Zion. In English, we know it as Zion. So what is that? A way of looking at something, a way of viewing something, and the thing that they're, the concepts that they're giving you are not tangible. It's a mirage.
And so this movie Matrix kept you in the Zion. I ain't seen Matrix in a place so long.
But it's about three different ones of it, man. It's about three different ones.
So this Matrix had you in Zion, right?
Right. Yeah, because in that movie, that's one of the first things they mention, Zion. And they say, okay, so where's this thing of Zion at now? Where they were living, out of the Matrix. They said the center of the earth, the core of the earth, where it is still warm. That's very lightly how they introduced that, injected that into the into the script. And here's the thing. Who did Zion belong to first, according to, if you want to go to Old Testament writings? It was Canaanite. Now, isn't the god Ai who inhabited that quote-unquote place? That's a Canaanite god.
All right.
Well, one thing about it, Cole, we breaking it down to the breakdown. we doing the Rufus Thomas on this one, doing the breakdown.
Yeah, we're shaking up the. We've already separated the horse from the cart. We did that in years ago, and also in some of these programs. And now we're trying to bring it full circle. It says Zion is heaven. This is one of the 13 definitions, a place devoted to God. Jerusalem, or the land of Israel. So they just, this is one of the top 13 definitions of Zion. Place proper, and they put here the theocracy of God.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if you,
so it's been here in our face. Now, I say this for a reason. Here's where I'm going with this. In one of the videos I posted, they say that not everyone's going to fall for that, trying to, you know, become part of this. So they will be seen as something separate from that. So for the time being, no one's going to worry about them because everyone else is going to be caught up in the metaverse. Their new connection, their new oasis, their new home, their new heaven, their new Valhalla, whichever term you want to apply. They're going to be caught up in that. They'll worry about the ones who can operate in and out of it will be at some point turning their attention towards those who wasn't in the kitchen drinking the unlabeled Kool-Aid and Cole, you know, always got to throw in and eating large plates of cross-eyed lamb. So they're going to come. Not the average person who's in, who will be in the system. The other folks. What you call, what they call them in the Matrix movie, the agents. And they said an agent can move in and out and into any person who is hardwired to the Matrix. That's the first movie they said that. And that's when Morpheus, which means that which changes, or morph into something else, metamorphosize. So you notice that's why his name is what it is. And the person who was deciphering the code in the Matrix movie, his name is Cypher. So you know what a cypher is?
Right.
Short of what? Lucifer. So when Neo is asking him a question in front of these big screens, he said, you actually can read this code? He says, no, I don't read the code. He says, you just see bits and pieces of this here and there. He says, their interface acts as a translator for what's taking place in the Matrix. And through their applications, they're able to inject and create another, and I'm going to use the term, they didn't say this in the movie, another sense of reality that allows them to jack from the Nebuchadnezzar 2 to jack into the Matrix through broadcast. That's very interesting to do that. So the problem that they're having with the metaverse setup and construction of it as such right now is they're concerned about hackers, because a hacker can interject, they can put avatars in there, and they can also take control of you to have you do something, while at the same time the masters or the gatekeepers, the agents of that, is trying to track down the source of where the entry point has come in for someone who's opened up their own gateway to come into it. So it's going to be a mess.
You know something else we see, Brother Mahal?
Yeah.
The word protocol means order.
Yes.
And the protocol of the learned elders, so this is a special elder, a learned
Zakanin
of Zion. Now, this lets you know they got a protocol to go with this word, and protocol of the learned elders of Zion, they have their own protocol of how they going to run the world. If you read it, and right now, that word is also a movement.
Yes. And what religion do you know coming out of Japan uses the word close to Zion?
Yeah,
it's part of their religion. They've had it a long time.
That's 527. That book, Protocol, is 527 years old as we speak right now.
Right.
1489 was when it was wrote. And
right.
It became a movement. And now, if we go to ask what is world government, it says Zionism is world, number one world government. If we, but ain't nobody never heard of Zionism that looked like me and you.
Right. Now, what is the Asian pronunciation for what these Caucasoids are using when the Caucasoids say Zionism? How do you say that word in Japanese? Zenism. It's the same word.
Right.
And so, Ko, you also know it in the Old Testament as well as we all do know as the wilderness of S-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
You see what they're doing to us, bro? Wilderness of S-I-N.
And sin was an old Canaanite god.
That's an old Canaanite god, yes, sin.
That's right. And we got the Japanese with a long-standing religion that some of them adhere to, especially the warriors. So instead of Buddhism, which they do have, Zenism.
And see, the god sin, Abraham and his son was high priest. Abraham's daddy and his brother was high priest to sin.
Right. And I got something else to show you with this word. What was Abraham's father's name?
He made the gods. The brother was the high priest. Abraham didn't believe in sin. Sin was the fertility god.
Right. Now check this out. Abraham's father name was Terah, was it not?
Terah.
And we know the word meta, right? So what's the Native American word for the earth? Terra mata. It's about word associations, and it's about understanding, as we've been doing, on the metaphysical level of what are we really saying when we say these words. So we hear some native elder use the word terra mater. Terra also is the word terrain. Also the word terraform comes out of that word. And if you've been military, we already know we use the word terrain. What are the terrain features? What's in this map? What's on this map? Sir, we've got hills, mountains, we got heavily forested areas, we got rivers, we got this, that, and the other. Okay, so that's what the terrain looks like. I want you to study the terrain, and I need you to come up with a plan of action on how we're going to navigate this terrain to get to the objective. See, that's what we engineers used to do.
Yep.
And if you understand the use of the term an engineer, you know what an engineer is about, right? Basically, builders, we make the maps. We do other things as well. We can also dismantle things. But we're known primarily as clear the way. Any obstacles that is in the way. A way is a path. So here it is. We've been in this thing, on this thing, for quite some time now. So Earth's other name is Terra Mater. And since the last show, Co, that's when I was paying attention to, wait a minute, Abraham's dad's name is Terra. Okay, so are we really talking about an individual? Or we're describing something else entirely, because AI is a program. It appears to be software of high design, which is what? A simulation. Very interesting. And the sex robots, just a few notes on that, they are working on a robot that can give birth. And how it's supposed to work is that it takes the guy's DNA and replicates his DNA to come out in the form of a baby that has the DNA of this guy who is old enough to give DNA, which is different than a clone. So I just put it this way. They're about the business of replacing women and their natural purpose, their natural design for what they were designed for, with something else. That's kind of where we're going right now. So these things that I've been posting, one of them posts dealing with sex robots and this, that, and the other, it's got over 300-plus comments on it already. So you got folks from everywhere, the UK, all kinds of places, and they're posting. Some really know this field really well, and they're pointing some stuff out. Some other folks are just paying attention to what these posts are, and they may give a little comment here and there. But the ones who are actually contributing to this, they're dropping some serious half dollars and silver dollars up in these comments on this. So they're going someplace really fast with the sex robots, really fast. So the entire society, as people know, it's over. It's been over since, Brother Duarte, when you was talking about, since the 1970s of everyone who's been genocide.
Right.
So now you have to look at, okay, why would they do that? Everything, chemtrail spraying and all that, they say that's not new. The invaders who came to this planet some eons ago, that is their methods. But they told us, Cole, the creator of all is the one doing this, and it's not. You can't be the creator of all. That you said the, what's that word you used to say, Cole, in the class? Entropic?
Entropic.
There you go. You can't be that and involved in this, because that is a mind of itself of high extreme order. Everyone else is just enemies to one another who've been around for a million plus years and doing stuff. That's why I said when we, according to how it's written, when we will be cross-examining them, and we're going to ask for their resumes, and we're going to see how long you've been living and how long you've been doing this nonsense. Because we've got a level of confusion and chaos that's on this realm that it needs to be sorted out and handled, and it will be handled. And that's where it comes in, where no one wants us to wake up and be who we were really destined to be. That's where we're going, Co. So now I'm paying attention to everything. So I hear you and your videos and what you're saying, I am now absorbing that too, because I have to, because there's a lot of truth in that. When you start hitting on these principles about what certain things were and what they should be now, you don't say it that way, but I'm just laying it out to you, paraphrasing it.
Okay, do the credo there, Cole.
I was set calmly up on the throne in the temple of my own body, in the true gate pills of positive and negative vibrations, balancing them to the point where I can radiate through my temple of light to all whom I contact, the wonderful peace, force, power, love, wonder, the anthropic fermentation of my entire fuck. A shell.
Come out of here.
Come out of here.